الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Who speaks for Islam? This is a very big question. Many people are confused when they look at so many opinions within Al-Islam, and they would like to know what is right, what is wrong. And this issue as well is taken by non-Muslims as an excuse that they cannot, Islam cannot be implemented as well. And many brothers and sisters are unable to respond to this. And the matter is very easy. Let us look at it from this perspective. There are major differences within Al-Islam, and there are minor differences within Al-Islam. There are things that the whole Ummah agreed on, and there are things that the Ummah disagree on. Again, there are things that the whole Ummah, all of the scholars agreed on, and there are things that the scholars differ on. Whatever all the scholars agreed on is Al-Islam. Islam speaks for itself, or you can say the vast majority of scholars, when they agree on something, that speaks for Al-Islam. That is the consensus. That is the ijma', or that is the unanimous agreement. When the scholars differ on something, then the two opinions are valid, either A or B. Moreover, you cannot invent an opinion C. You cannot invent a new opinion. Now, let me clarify that little bit more. Once we say all scholars agreed on, I mean all previous scholars, from the time of the Sahaba all the way until, or all the way, or through the time of the main imams, all the way until recently. The contemporary scholars, unfortunately, many of them held some opinion that none of the previous scholars have held before. And those opinions are considered to be abnormal opinions or odd opinions. We should not endorse them. We should endorse the opinions that have been agreed by all previous scholars. If the previous scholars differ on two opinions, as we said, A or B, then the valid opinions are A or B. Then contemporary scholars, they cannot invent an opinion, a new opinion, C or D. As simple as that. The contemporary issues, they are different from those issues. The contemporary issues, we should look at them from the same perspective. Either all contemporary scholars agreed on them, or the contemporary scholars differ on them. If all the contemporary scholars agreed on them, that is Al-Islam. If the contemporary scholars disagree on them, then we have opinion A or B, and we as individuals cannot invent an opinion C. As simple as that. Allah Jalla wa Ala will not gather this ummah upon falsehood. That is the foundation for this way of looking at it. لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلالة, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So, once you understand this, this dilemma of who speaks for Al-Islam will be resolved. And it should not be used against Islam or against Muslims. And the young brothers and sisters should not be confused about this issue, saying that every opinion is a valid opinion, we don't know. And now, some even brothers and sisters, they might accept any opinion irrespective of who said that opinion, irrespective of the proof behind that opinion. Look at it from this perspective. Think about it from this perspective, and you will see that the matter is much simpler than many people think. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.